views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience creativity, healing, and knowledge every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio. We have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, authors, and inspirational people helping you to discover the greatest version of yourself. And you can find out more at thelucidplanet.com and listen to all of the show archives at lucidplanetradio.com. We are also offering some amazing new sponsorship partnership opportunities because there are now plans to expand the show to over 200 AM FM digital and cable stations in 2016, which is going to put Lucid Planet Radio into 11 million homes in the U.S. Wow. As well as an extensive global syndication. So please email me at drkellyneff@gmail.com. That's my name, Dr. Kelly Neff at gmail.com, to discuss how we can create a mutually beneficial sponsorship plan that can meet all of your conscious business needs. So, wow, 2016, we're here. And today's show is all about our health, particularly an area of our health that is kind of a silent but very damaging issue to many of us, which is the thyroid. And you might not know that an estimated 27 million Americans have some form of thyroid disease, and up to 60% of those with thyroid disease are unaware of their condition. And you might also not know that women are actually 5 to 8 times more likely than men to have thyroid problems. That's huge. And I am speaking from personal experience here. I developed a lump on my thyroid in 2014. And I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and I've had my own journey with this and my own struggle, and I'm really hoping that today's guest is going to be able to help us gain a better understanding. And that's because most of the mainstream medicinal treatment of thyroid disorders, like many treatments, really involves synthetic thyroid hormone pills or surgery. But today, really now more than ever, we're evolving in our understanding, and doctors and scientists are realizing that there are natural ways to address these issues. And today's guest, Dr. Gil Kajiki, is one of those doctors, and he devoted his entire practice to the subject after his wife became ill. Let me just give you a little bit of background on our guest. This is fascinating. With his roots in chiropractic and biophysics, Dr. Kajiki was busy helping the patients in the San Fernando Valley in Southern California. He was doing spinal structural corrective care, and his wife became very ill. And at first, they thought it was Epstein-Barr virus. He watched his wife's health deteriorate under the care of several doctors, and Dr. Kajiki began a relentless search for answers for why his healthy wife could be so ill and nobody knew what to do, how to care for her. So she underwent 2 years of tests, medications, B12 shots. She was finally hospitalized, and it's kind of romantic. It was her husband, as opposed to her medical provider, you know, who came to her rescue. And after hours and hours of study and consultation and testing, he diagnosed his wife with Hashimoto's thyroiditis. This is an autoimmune condition where the cells of the body attack the thyroid. He spent the next several months treating her autoimmune condition through natural supplements, lifestyle changes, and dietary changes. And she is now symptom-free and doesn't take any medication. And I think this is amazing. For Dr. Kajiki, he couldn't stand to think that someone else was having to go through the struggle that he went through with his wife. And so he decided to dedicate his practice to helping Hashimoto's and low thyroid patients overcome their symptoms naturally without drugs. So he founded the Value Thyroid Institute in California, which is known the world over. He has become a leading expert on non-drug treatments for hypothyroidism, for low thyroid, and for Hashimoto's. And his patients are from countries and cities all around the globe, Canada, Romania, London, and as far as New Zealand. He also created a educational 5-DVD series called The Thyroid Mystery Solved. This is really for self-help with patients who have chronic thyroid problems. And so today we're going to start the show by talking about how thyroid is a problem in weight loss and why so many people can't lose weight because, you know, it's the new year and many people have these resolutions and this can be a huge blockage. So let's please welcome Dr. Kajiki to the show. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kelly.
Thank you so much for coming on. It's great to have you here.
Great. This is going to be a great show. I'm really pleased to be here.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to have you. Like I said, this is something that resonates very personally for me. And so I guess my first question for you is, you know, we know from statistics as many as 60% of thyroid disorders can be undiagnosed. What are the common signs to look for that someone might have a thyroid problem?
Some of the main ones are fatigue, hair loss, insomnia, unexplained weight gain or unable to lose weight, digestive problems, hair loss, dry skin. Those are the most common ones.
Mm-hmm. And that can be challenging because those can also be associated with a lot of other medical conditions.
Right. And as a doctor, you know this, but as a patient, you may not know this, is that we've identified 9 common triggers in the body. And triggers are body dysfunctions that very closely mimic a thyroid problem, but isn't a thyroid problem. So for example, all the things I just brought up, that could be related to hormone imbalance, adrenal gland dysfunction, gastrointestinal disorders, inflammation, anemias, and they could all mimic that thyroid problem, but not even be a thyroid problem.
That's really hard to diagnose.
Yeah.
That's very challenging. So what do you think causes, do we know what causes thyroid problems and autoimmune problems?
Well, there is no one cause. There certainly is a genetic disposition. And when I say that, it means that just because your mother and your grandmother had it, that doesn't mean you necessarily have to suffer from it either. But it does mean you're predisposed to getting some kind of a thyroid condition. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say that in this day and age, our diet, our inability to handle stress properly, our lack of physical exercise, our toxic water, our polluted air, our depleted soil of minerals and vitamins, the antibiotics, the hormones, I think all those play a big role in people getting thyroid conditions.
So what you're saying is it's kind of like modern life is making us sick in a lot of ways.
Yes. And I don't want to use that as a scapegoat because there is a lot of things you do have control over.
Absolutely.
But those are some of the things that are, I think, typical causes that accelerate the process.
So why is the thyroid a factor or a potential factor in weight loss?
Because it's the main gland in your body for controlling your metabolism. And if your metabolism is slow, you're going to have difficulty losing weight or have difficulty trying to shed the weight. And, you know, the thyroid gland is the only gland in the whole body that every single cell has a thyroid receptor site. So it's like a little garage for a thyroid hormone, but every cell in your body has a thyroid receptor site. So if your thyroid is malfunctioning, that means every dysfunction, every system in your body is up for malfunctioning as well.
Wow. That's kind of scary.
It really is.
Yeah. So if, let's say someone's consistently struggling to lose weight, what should they do?
Well, I think the first thing is don't be so focused on the pounds. You know, look more into what's causing the weight to stay on or not lose weight. Because the weight is not the problem. There are problems causing the weight. And I think you have to get more towards the root cause of the problem, not just look at the superficial problem that there is. So
that's a great point.
You know what I'm saying? So it's going to take some lab testing. It's going to take some evaluating. I mean, there are psychological factors. There are physiological factors. There are physical factors. And you really need to get to the root cause of the problem before you start looking at the weight.
You know, we know that obesity is a much bigger struggle now than ever before. Do you think that in part this could be due to the increase in thyroid problems that we've seen over the last like 50 to 100 years?
I'm going to give you a very soft yes on that. I'm going to tell you that it's more because of our eating habits. Our eating habits as a country and a world are horrible. We eat way too many carbs. We eat way too many processed foods. We eat out of convenience, not out of health. And that is more of the reason than it is the thyroid.
And, you know, it's kind of ironic when human beings, we've had this knowledge for thousands of years. I mean, that famous quote from Hippocrates, I believe it is, let thy food be thy medicine and thy medicine be thy food. We've known that this is important, and yet we've completely fallen off track. And even those of us who want healthy options, you know, we're always going to be concerned about the level of toxicity, whether it's pesticides or in the air or wherever. And so I can only speak for my life. You know, I thought I was being healthy, but it's very easy to be unhealthy even when you think you're trying to be healthy. You have to be very conscious.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and this can be really tough. Well, we're going to go into the break now, and I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. When we come back, we're going to talk a lot more with Dr. Kojiki here about thyroid health, medication, and how to clear up a thyroid imbalance. So stick with us, and we'll see you after the break.
Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home. Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever tried maca? Meet my friends at the Maca Team. They are dedicated to bringing you the highest quality, traditionally grown, organic, GMO-free maca supplements on the market. Their high-potency maca products have a vast array of health benefits and will make the perfect gift for that special person this holiday season. Use maca in your shakes, baking, herbal teas, and much more. Visit drpatspicks.com today to see our holiday offers and specials.
and welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. My guest today is functional medicine doctor and thyroid health expert, Dr. Jill Kajigi. And before we continue, I just want to make sure our listeners know how to contact you, Dr. Kajigi. Can you give us your info so they can find out more about your practice and more about the DVDs and how to get involved?
Sure. The best way is to go to my website, valleythyroidinstitute.com. That's valleythyroidinstitute.com. There's just a wealth of information on there, probably more information than you care to choose. You don't have to read the whole thing, but some of the areas I would urge you to go over are download the free thyroid report. I go into detail about testing and Hashimoto's and low thyroid and why your thyroid test might be normal even though you feel lousy. And look at the patient testimonials. I've got over 100 patient video testimonials on there of them telling people about their success with my protocol and how good they felt on that protocol.
Wow, that really says something. And I was able to read through all of that earlier and I was very impressed because this is something that is a real struggle for many of us and even myself. And we were talking off the air and I just wanted to bring this up. I asked you if you felt that the radiation leaking from Fukushima is affecting people's thyroids.
And I'm going to say yes with an asterisk.
Yes.
And the asterisk is this. Yes, it will negatively affect your thyroid function. However, everyone is different because that's, you know, that you can have 10 people with thyroid conditions in the same area and 7 of them will have problems with them and 3 of them won't. So it really is how well your body can withstand these different external factors, and you are affected maybe very easily by radiation where somebody else is very affected easily by GMOs and pesticides.
Absolutely. Individual differences and getting to know your body is huge. For my listeners who haven't heard this, I've talked about this in other shows, but in 2014, I was diagnosed with hypothyroid after a lump was discovered on my thyroid. I had just left the West Coast. And it was kind of like unexplainable. I started taking Armour Thyroid, which is a natural T3 supplement, natural hormone, thyroid hormone supplement in a very small dose, like 15 milligrams, and stopped eating gluten and the problem completely went away. So whether that was radiation, whether that was a sensitivity to something else, I don't know. As long as I'm healthy and I feel good, that's what's important to me, you know? But I guess my question for you, Dr. Kajigi, is talking about low thyroid or hypothyroid and how the diagnostic threshold might differ from what people are actually experiencing. Like you mentioned, sometimes your thyroid can appear normal, but you can feel very sick. Can you explain how that can happen?
Yeah. I get many, many patients come in with lab tests from other doctors that tell me, my doctor tells me all my lab tests are normal. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners can relate to that. And it's very frustrating as a patient for your doctor to tell you there's nothing wrong that they could see, but you still feel that way.
Absolutely.
And
it's the worst.
Yeah, I'm going to tell your listeners this, and this is something that I really want them to take to heart and understand. There's no way, and I repeat, there's no way, your lab test can be normal and you still feel lousy. It's impossible. And the reason why I say that is because what I have found is that traditional medicine doesn't do the right amount of tests. They're very sure. They do 3 or 2 out of 11 thyroid tests.
Wow.
They do the wrong tests and they interpret them incorrectly. So what would be normal on their scale may be abnormal on my scale.
All right. I've heard a lot about this. So do you have any advice for people on what tests they should be looking for or what criteria? Or is this all, is this in your printout
Actually,
on the thyroid info?
It is on the printout, but it's also on the DVD series. The DVD series was created for the patients as an educational tool. And I've got one DVD in particular where I go over all the different lab tests that I do, all the different functional lab markers that I ask for.
Great.
And what they all mean.
Great. That's wonderful. So how do you, based on these tests, how do you determine the right course of treatment for your patients?
Well, I think the first place we have to start is I have to identify the different triggers that people are having. And triggers, mm-hmm. as I mentioned, are body dysfunctions that very closely mimic a thyroid problem, but isn't a thyroid problem. So for example, I may suspect, based on your history and your paperwork, you have an anemia, or you have adrenal gland dysfunction, or you have hormone imbalance, or gastrointestinal disorder, or inflammation markers, or food sensitivities, or chemicals.
I've had all of those things, just saying.
So based yep. on those triggers, I will start determining what kinds of tests I want to do to find out which of those triggers you have, the types of triggers you have, how to create your treatment protocol, and the priority of the triggers to treat. So I get a lot of information before I just dive in. And that's how you make a customized protocol for somebody.
That's awesome. And this is something that people can do. They can log on your website and visit you right. and actually do this.
Yeah. And well, they that's can get great. That information on what types of tests I might be doing. And if they're even interested in my approach, if they're not interested in changing their lifestyle and changing their diet and taking nutritional supplements, if they just want to take a pill and try to make it all go away, I'm the wrong doctor.
You know, and that's a really good point, is that true health, and we've had other guests talk about this on the show, truly maintaining your health is like an active practice. It's not a passive experience the way that the medical mainstream profession tries to make us think it is. I mean, you have to be very diligent and kind of vigilant in your lifestyle. And unfortunately, we as a society maybe haven't been conditioned to do that. We think like, oh, we'll just get the pill for what we need. We don't have to be active participants in our healthcare. But to really heal yourself and not just put the Band-Aid on it with the pills, you do have to be present in your own care.
It's no different than your house or your car. You have to have active participation, and you have to have maintenance in it.
Yeah, maintenance is huge. So let me ask you, when somebody has a thyroid imbalance and they're able to clear it up, what else might happen? What other conditions might kind of start to get better for them in addition to weight loss?
Well, typically, if you're getting the triggers properly, you'll probably see your energy improve. Your fatigue should start to dissipate. You'll actually start to see your sleeping patterns get better.
That's huge.
That your hair starting to grow back, or your digestion improves.
So if somebody has problems in all of these areas, they should at least get their thyroid tested and look into possibly that this might be the cause.
Because it probably is, but I can tell you this, I've never seen a case ever where thyroid only was the root cause of the problem.
I see. So this is like a comorbid thing, that there's other factors also at play.
There's certainly other factors. And the biggest one I want to bring up is that for 90% of the people who suffer from low thyroid, the medication alone won't work.
Yep.
Because 70 to 90% of all the low thyroid cases are an autoimmune condition called Hashimoto's.
And how do we know if it's Hashimoto's or low thyroid?
There's a test that you do, a thyroid antibody test called thyroid peroxidase and antithyroglobulin, which
okay.
traditional medical doctors typically don't do or won't do.
Hmm. I'm going to have to look at my records and see if I've had that done, because I do go to a functional medicine doctor, but it's been a little while because the problem seems to have gone away. But it's a very curious thing, because people talk, and how does low thyroid and Hashimoto's differ from hypothyroid?
Well, low
Is
thyroid,
it the same?
Yeah, well, low thyroid and hypothyroid are the same thing.
Gotcha.
But Hashimoto's usually is an alternating hyperthyroid, hypothyroid symptom. So you have this roller coaster of thyroid symptoms, and the TSH fluctuates at the same time. So many times the doctors who are giving you the thyroid medication, they can't narrow down a good dosage because that TSH is constantly fluctuating.
Which explains why taking those medications might not actually help you at all. It might make you worse.
Exactly. And if you think about it, Hashimoto's is an immune system problem attacking your thyroid. So what does thyroid medication manage? It manages the thyroid. It doesn't do anything for the autoimmune component.
Right. And now we have a couple minutes, 3 minutes or so to the break. Can you talk a little bit about the autoimmune component and how people can handle or treat their autoimmune disease? I mean, there's 50, 60 million Americans have some form of autoimmune disease.
Right.
What are your recommendations for that?
Well, I can tell you that it's very difficult to treat autoimmune on your own because there are so many different factors. But one of the main ones is you got to find out, number one, do you have an autoimmune condition? Is your immune system attacking your thyroid? Is your immune system attacking your joints? Is your immune system attacking your hair follicles? Is the immune system attacking your colon? So once you find out if you have an autoimmune, now you have to start looking for the triggers that agitate that immune system. And I brought up those triggers earlier: anemia, blood sugar instability, adrenal gland dysfunction. So there's almost no way to treat your autoimmune all on your own. You really have to get the proper testing to figure out what are the triggers that are agitating my immune system, which is causing my immune system to attack my different body parts.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It's a lot of moving parts, and it's very difficult to do on your own.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, part of the reason why so many people are suffering from this and not knowing. I guess for me as a psychologist, one of the worst parts is the not knowing. Knowing you're sick, being told you're okay, but knowing all these things are wrong with your body and just like this kind of desperate search for answers. And I've been through that in my own life. I had severe anemia that almost killed me a few years ago. And it went completely undiagnosed, like missed it. My partner, James, had severe B12 deficiency that almost killed him and that it was missed. Going from doctor to doctor, wondering what's going on. And then when you finally figure it out, it's so blatantly obvious. So I guess my advice to the listeners is don't give up. And if you really feel sick and you're not getting the test that you need and the care that you need, find a different doctor. Don't give up. Like, don't just give in, because it'll just deteriorate your health. And on that note, we're going into the break. So I'm Dr. Kelly, and this is Lucid Planet Radio. And when we come back, Dr. Kajiki and I will talk more about treating low thyroid medications and the Kajiki Low Thyroid Protocol. So see you in a few minutes.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. What happens after we shift? An energetic shift can be disconcerting. When you shift from the known to the unknown, you literally are going into unknown territory without the former rules and constraints that held you in check. You feel happiness and joy, but you're nervous about not knowing what's next. Even happiness can be unfamiliar. You just don't have the guardrails. No one's telling you, it's dangerous, stop, you'll get hurt. Plunge in, leap, taste it. Listen to your intuitive guidance. Let yourself step beyond the boundaries that you've known and challenge yourself to listen to your intuitive guidance, to your higher self, and learn what you were placed here to do. I'm Leslie Fontaine. Visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress and, when depleted, The body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have Dr. Gil Kajiki here talking about thyroid health and how to treat low thyroid. Before we continue, I just wanted to quickly remind our listeners that Lucid Planet Radio is coming out with some really great sponsorship and partnership opportunities. If you have a product or an event or an artist that our listeners would love, or if you want to come on the show, let me know. We have huge plans to expand the show in 2016 to over 200 AM, FM, digital, and cable stations, and I would love to help promote your conscious business and help meet all of our needs moving forward. So if you want to work together with me to create a mutually beneficial sponsorship package, you can email me at drkellyneff@gmail.com. That's my name, drkellyneff @gmail.com. So that being said, let's get back to talking about the thyroid. And I wanted to start this segment by talking about thyroid hormone medication and really understanding what the thyroid hormones are and how the medication works. So Dr. Kajiki, could you just start by explaining to us, we know TSH, did I say it right?
Yeah.
That is the thyroid hormone. But then within that, there's T3 and T4. What are all of these? How do they work?
So TSH isn't really a thyroid hormone. It's a test.
I mean, gotcha.
It is a hormone, but we use a test to determine if it's low or high.
Okay, so gotcha.
That's thyroid stimulating hormone. If the thyroid stimulating hormone is high, that means your thyroid is functioning very slowly, very sluggishly. It means it needs more stimulation. If your TSH is low, it means your thyroid is functioning very fast. It means less stimulation. Okay, so it's kind of backwards a little bit.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Now, the thyroid gland lets out a hormone called T4. Okay, now T4 is an inactive thyroid hormone. About 93% of that hormone that's let out is T3. It's inactive. Think of it as like a seed trying to produce a fruit.
Okay.
The remainder, 7%, is T3, which is your active thyroid hormone. Now, the one that really matters, though, is your active thyroid hormone, because that's the one that really does the work. So your body now has to make enough T4. So you have to do the T4 testing to see if your levels of T4 are actually adequate. And then you've got to turn the majority of this T4 inactive thyroid hormone into an active thyroid hormone, T3. Mm-hmm. Well, the majority of that conversion is done in the liver and in the gut and other tissues in your body. So one of the primary problems low thyroid patients have are digestive problems.
Oh, wow.
GERD, acid reflux, bloating after meals, constipation, loose stools, you know, don't have any stools. So if you've got a digestive problem, any kind of digestive problem, and you've got low thyroid, probably you've got not enough thyroid hormone being produced, and you're not converting the inactive thyroid hormone T4 into your active thyroid hormone T3.
Wow. I mean, I've been diagnosed as having like the precursors to Crohn's, but I didn't have the full thing, so they never actually diagnosed me with it, if that makes sense.
Right.
But that's something I've always had, is these digestive problems. So that could also play a part in me having low thyroid and needing to take T3.
Absolutely. And not only that, to expand on that a little bit more, 70% of your immune system is located in your GI tract.
Mm-hmm.
70%. And remember what I said earlier, 70 to 90% of all the low thyroid cases are autoimmune Hashimoto's in nature.
Yep.
So that means that if you have a digestive problem, not only are you probably not converting the T4 into T3, but you're actually agitating your immune system in your gut with these gut symptoms to start attacking your own thyroid.
Wow. So is that part of the reason why it's so important to, say, not eat foods like gluten or other inflammatory foods and to take probiotics and that kind of stuff for autoimmune disease?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, food sensitivities are one of the biggest triggers, most common triggers that are out there. And gluten to Hashimoto's is like jet fuel on fire.
Yeah. It's amazing how much better I felt when I stopped eating gluten and how terrible I feel when I do eat it. You know, so I guess the next question is then, you know, how do you feel about the thyroid medication? Is natural better than synthetic? Is the end goal to get people off of their thyroid medication, or are they going to keep taking their thyroid medication? What are your thoughts on that? I'm very curious.
You know, the end goal is to get your thyroid gland functioning properly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end goal. And in some people's cases, they've got so much damage from their immune system attacking their thyroid that they have to have thyroid replacement.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish it weren't the case, but that is the case. So I am not a medication hater.
Okay.
I only hate medication when it doesn't work.
Absolutely.
Then I hate it.
Yeah. Do you have a comment on the natural versus synthetic?
Yeah. I mean, my opinion, and this is just my opinion, is that a natural isn't better than synthetic, and synthetic isn't worse than natural. It all depends upon what your body responds to. There are some people out there that do not respond at all to Natrathroid or Armour, and they have to take levothyroxine or Synthroid because their body just responds better to that particular medication.
Sure.
And that's why I don't agree with doctors that have their favorite medication that they put on everyone. That's not creating a customized protocol for somebody. That's just doing a blanket cookie cutter recipe for everybody.
Yeah. And that's just not, that's what we're trying to get away from. And by, you know, embracing functional medicine.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with synthetic or natural, as long as you need it and as long as it works.
So what is involved in your protocol, the Kajiki Low Thyroid Protocol?
In a nutshell, the bottom line with my protocol is I get to the root cause of your thyroid problem, not just cover up the symptom. Right? The medications are all about covering up the symptom, but they're not getting to the root cause. Well, what are the root causes of your thyroid problems? It's very likely an autoimmune component, which somebody hasn't identified, or it's the triggers. And the triggers, most common triggers are anemia, blood sugar instability, adrenal gland dysfunction, hormone imbalance, gastrointestinal disorders, inflammation, food sensitivity, most chemical sensitivity, hidden infections. So you got to get to those root cause problems by doing her lab test. And most traditional doctors do this type of thing.
So what does it mean to have an all-natural protocol?
For me, it means non-prescription medication. So my protocols will involve healthy lifestyle changes, personalized dietary programs, herbal compounds, vitamins, mineral supplementation, and really important lifestyle changes.
Awesome. And we can talk a little bit more about what those are specifically. Dr. Kajiki, you were breaking up a little, so I'm just going to summarize, or at least on my end, that really the all-natural, it has to do with herbs, supplements, lifestyle changes, dietary changes, versus just the medications. It's time for the break. So this is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and we'll be right back up to wrap up the show with Dr. Kajiki on thyroid health. So stick with us.
Control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
The new era of financial planning is upon us, where it is just as important to focus on your inner wealth game as it is your outer wealth game. Would you like to be in the forefront of this new groundbreaking financial movement? Lynn Brown, award-winning financial planner, energy coach, and international radio host, will share real, actionable money wisdom infused with empowering tips, fear-busting exercises, and money-growing magnetism. Are you ready to create your fully financially healthy life? Join Lynn for this free 2-hour full spectrum financial planning workshop in Bellevue, Washington on January 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register by January 5th as space is limited and will fill up fast. Call in today at 425-372-4749. That's 425-372-4749. Light food and beverages will be included. See you there.
Francine Vail is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, gotta have a David Bowie shout out. Rest in power, man. I know you're up there in the stars looking down on all of us. Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio. This is Dr. Kelly, and I am here with functional medicine and thyroid expert Dr. Jill Kajigi talking about ways to naturally treat low thyroid. And so before the break, we were talking about what a low thyroid protocol looks like. And I guess my question for you, Dr. Kajigi, is really, what are the best patient candidates for your treatment, and what is involved in the treatment of low thyroid?
As you mentioned before, it is very actively involved by the patient. So if you're the kind of patient where your lab tests are normal, but you still feel lousy, your doctors are telling you there's nothing wrong, if you're the kind of patient that wants to get involved in their health, you're willing to do some dietary changes, you're willing to take some daily supplements of vitamins and minerals and herbs, you're willing to change some of your lifestyle habits, then you're the kind of person for me. If you're the person who just wants to take a pill and make it all go away, you're too busy to do anything else, I'm the wrong doctor.
If you're too busy for your own health, it's just not going to end well for you.
Yeah.
You know? And it's don't be too busy.
You hear that so often, like, oh, I'm too busy to exercise. Oh, I'm too busy to, you know, go grocery shopping and make my own food. Like, well, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's part of why you're sick, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's exactly. You have to actually make time for yourself. And something that I've really struggled with, too, as, you know, a stress head in the past, right? It's like, oh, no, I'm going to eat these Cheetos and Doritos and Coke for dinner because I just got to go. And right. It's like, that's going to make you sick. One other question I had is, you talk a lot about hormones and adrenals. What's the relationship between the hormones and the adrenals and the thyroid?
Well, you know, like the thyroid all has a role in whether those sex hormones are being regulated properly, and the same thing with the adrenal glands. One of the biggest factors, though, is your blood sugar stability. That's the common thread with the thyroid and the hormones and the adrenals, is that blood sugar instability. So if you have blood sugar dips because you wait too long to eat or you skip meals, or you have blood sugar surges because you eat too many carbohydrates or you wait too long to eat, and then what you have is a croissant and coffee, or that's what your breakfast is, then you get these blood sugar dips and surges, which then start causing insulin surges, which then cause inflammation in your body. And these insulin surges and inflammation then start converting estrogens into testosterones in women's body and convert testosterones and estrogens in men's body. And then with your adrenals, they cause you to have cortisol surges, and cortisol puts belly fat on women and is also responsible for your sleeping patterns.
Cortisol is a nasty piece of work.
It's a nasty piece of work, but it's also, you know, the beauty of why you can handle things when you're stressed.
Absolutely. Do you have any advice for people to reduce their cortisol? I know this is like a massive theme right now.
Yeah. You know, the thing that you have most control over is your cortisol surges related to food. And what I mean by that is, if you're skipping meals, if you're waiting more than 3-4 hours between meals to eat something, or you're having these high-carb or high-sugar or caffeinated drinks, then you're causing cortisol surges. So the best thing you could do is eat a protein snack, whether it be vegetarian or animal, eat a small protein snack, every 2 to 3 hours. Keep your blood sugar stable, which will keep your cortisol surges more stable.
That's great advice. And also, how does this apply to you? How long should people wait before eating when they wake up? And how long before going to bed should they eat?
Well, I'm going to tell you that you should probably eat a good protein breakfast within an hour, hour and a half of waking up. Mm-hmm. And as far as going to sleep, you know, I don't have a problem with people eating before they go to sleep as long as it's not a big meal. If it's a small handful of protein before you go to bed, you may need that so that you have slow-burning sugar throughout the night so that you don't wake up in the middle of the night.
Mm. I've heard it's actually good for the liver to have a little bit of, like, honey or something before bed. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that. I don't know that I would – I don't know if I like that idea because that's a very high glycemic index food item, and it burns sugar very quickly. So I don't know that I would agree with that one.
Okay. Can you explain just quickly the difference between high glycemic and low glycemic for our listeners?
So hypoglycemic, just like hypothyroid, means low blood sugar. And you get low blood sugar from skipping meals or not eating often enough throughout the day.
Yep.
A high glycemic or high insulin, those are blood sugar, people's bodies who have blood sugar that are too high too often. And that most oftenly comes from eating too many carbohydrates throughout your day. And I'm not talking about sugar necessarily. I'm talking about breads and pastas and cereals and grains.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, up until recently was the basis of the food pyramid, although I hear it's being revised or it's been revised.
Yeah.
Which is great. You know, I just realized we only have a few short minutes left. And so I just wanted to maybe ask you just to summarize briefly the success rate of your cases and what people can expect to see with your cases and maybe the overall trend that you're seeing. And how you work with people all over the world, maybe, because I'm sure that there's people all over listening to the show right now who'd love to work with you.
Right. Well, you don't have to come to my office in order to get treated by me. I treat, you know, all around the world. I treat, you know, internationally. So we would be able to send you the different testing kits in order to find out the triggers. And then once I get the results back, I can create customized protocols for you and send you out supplements and give you dietary changes in your eating. You can buy supplements locally if they're available. You know, my success rate's in the high 90s, probably 95 to 98% of people get success within 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks, that's great. And is this expensive?
You know what, I can't give you a cost because every case is different. Everything is customized and personalized. So every case depends upon its complexity. The more complex the case, the higher the case fee is going to be. And we'll know that after the first consultation. And I give everyone a free 15-minute Skype or phone consultation to get a feel for my style and gives me a chance to let you know if you're a good candidate for care so I don't waste your time.
That sounds awesome, and I'm just putting it out there. I'd like to do that with you.
Okay.
So let's get that on the schedule when we're off the air, because it can't hurt to at least consult and try. You know, I'm always looking to enhance my health. And I guess my final question is, we have like 2 minutes left. Are you seeing a trend with your thyroid patients at all?
Yeah, I mean, the trend that I see is that more and more people are coming down with thyroid problems because they're letting their life get in the way. They're not making enough personal time for themselves. They're eating out of convenience. They're eating fast foods because they're trying to do so many different things at once. And it's really overall killing our bodies. Our diets are one of the main problems that are keeping us from our thyroid continuing to get better. And so that's a mandatory change with every single patient is I create a customized eating plan, and you must stick to that eating plan. And this trend will just get worse. Diabetes is growing and growing and growing. That's not going to go away unless our diets change.
Yeah. And do you think there's a linkage between the two, between the thyroid problems and diabetes as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I can tell you that just changing the diet alone, you will notice some improvement.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty great. And it's kind of funny how, you know, we can empower ourselves, but we actually have to put the work in.
Right. You're proof of that. You just said you stopped eating gluten and you felt better.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you know, when I don't, I feel worse. Like if I'll slip up sometimes and, you know, I feel horrible after. So, you know, if you have this, it's really worth sticking to the eating plan. That is all we have time for today, but I feel like we covered a lot. And thank you so much, Dr. Jill Kajiki, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing such inspiring information. And thank you to all the listeners for tuning in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. Please join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific time on KKNW 1150 Seattle, WBLQ 1230 broadcasting from Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York, as well as Transformation Talk Radio. You can find me at thelucidplanet.com. You can connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, and you can listen to all the archives on SoundCloud at The Lucid Planet Dr. Kelly. Next week, join me as I interview Andrew Vidich about the psychology of mystical experiences. This is something right up my alley, so I think you're going to enjoy that one. Everyone, take care and have a beautiful day. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.